Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This past Monday, I had the joy of having lunch with our beloved sisters in Mishawaka, the Sisters of St. Francis of Perpetual Adoration. 30 of them had just returned from a pilgrimage to Canada to the Oratory of St. Joseph. St. Andre Bessette, an amazing saint, loved people so well, had countless miracles attributed to him, had a dream of an oratory being built so that many would come and ask the intercession of St. Joseph. They went with their intentions, and in such a joy, encountering the Lord, really encountering St. Joseph and his paternal care, but also along the way, countless people just wanted to meet the sisters. If you have not met the sisters, you're missing out. Their joy is palpable. When you encounter them, it's just an encounter with the Lord, truly. And again, people went up to them and said, "Sisters, what is it about you?" In their lingo, they said, "What's your aura? What's your vibe, sisters?" People can't help but notice there's something they have that we want. And that witness is so enticing, which fits perfectly today. Today, again, the Church of St. John Lateran, named after their patrons, St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. This is the Church of Churches, the seat of the Pope himself. And that we have to answer the question, what is a church? It is not a place we come to sing songs, not a place we come to hear preaching, not a place we come to hear scriptures. We do those things. It's actually not what a church is. A church is what holds the presence of God and also where one offers worthy worship to God. Presence and worship. And in the scriptures, this is all over the place. In the beginning, God made the Garden of Eden as the place of worship. This paradise, this beauty in there, a place where God dwelt, Adam and Eve could speak with, but also everything was ordered towards perfect worship of God. Then sin happened and everything went amok. But after that, later on with Moses, Mount Sinai, where they went up the mountain to worship God and his presence was there. And his glory shone in the fire and the thunders in countless other ways. They communed and became one with God. After that, God went in a tent in the Ark of the Covenant and was with the Israelites in the desert. Until finally, the chosen people of God built God a temple. The Jews only had one church, effectively. They had little synagogues where they learned about the Lord, studied the scriptures, but only one church, one temple. The only place where God dwelled, and also the only place they offered true worship and sacrifice to God. And that brings us to this church. Every Catholic church throughout the world is effectively a temple. We have many, because in every Catholic church, we have the very presence of God in the tabernacle. We have the true worship of God the true sacrifice at every altar. If the church does not have a tabernacle or an altar, it's not the church, truly. It doesn't have the presence of God. It doesn't have the true worship of God. This is where it happens. Along with that, not only the places of worship, but also the person. In our gospel today, Jesus says, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Amidst this anger, you can almost imagine a smirk on Jesus' face. The Jews are outraged. "How dare you come into the temple, the presence of God?" And Jesus, almost smiling, "I am the presence of God. Come into the temple." Not only that, but Jesus knew his sacrifice on the cross had to be in Jerusalem, because the city of Jerusalem was the place of worship and of sacrifice. And he was the presence of God who offered the true worship of God in his sacrifice on the cross. Later in the Bible, much later, the very last chapters, Revelation, the city of God in Jerusalem no longer has a temple, because the temple is God himself. But it also says that the city of Jerusalem was beautiful as a bride. The scriptures speak of the church as a building, but just as much, it speaks of it as a bride. St. Paul in Ephesians 5 says, the church is a bridegroom and a bride, that Christ loved the church and handed himself over for her, and the two shall become one. This is a great mystery, but I speak in reference to Christ and the church. In Christ's eyes, he sees himself as the bridegroom and his church as the bride, and that is exactly how the two become one flesh. Elsewhere, Paul talks about Christ the head and Christ the body, himself and the church. That's only because he has loved his bride, the church. All this talk about church, okay, we get it. It's also important because that's who we are. St. Paul, "Do you not know that you are temples of the living God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you?" If we don't know what a temple is, then we don't know who we ourselves are. We are truly temples of the living God. The presence of God is in us. That is not poetry, that's theology. By our baptisms, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in their entire infinity, dwell inside of us in truth. Wrapping our minds around that mystery will take all of eternity. The living God dwells in our hearts. In him, nothing is impossible. But not only does he live in our hearts can offer worthy sacrifice. The worship God asks of us is, yes, the Holy Mass, but bringing to Holy Mass, he wants our joys, our sufferings, our prayers, and our works, truly the offering of the heart that is brought to this altar. We don't know who we are unless we understand we are made to be temples, but also made to be brides. Men, that's hard to get. I understand. We're made to be loved by God. The image of the scriptures of the beloved is the bride, especially the Song of Songs. And every soul is made for that. The Lord longs to give his love and for us to receive it to the point that the two become one. Christ shows us that in his church, and he wants that for every soul. Made to be a bride, but also a temple of God. And that is why this homily is incredibly practical. I do not have a spiritual exercise for you, but only humbly begging. Ask the Lord for more sisters. They have what we are meant to be and live it concretely. As everyone who's encountered those sisters knows what they are and what they have, some joy that doesn't make any sense. A sister is called to be a bride of Christ and live that concretely, that her calling in life is to receive the love of God so concretely and so radically that they utterly drown in it and are caught up in infinite love. A sister is called to be a temple of the Holy Spirit. Effectively, they are the oratory of St. Mary Magdalene embodied. They are an icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Church herself. A sister is a baptized soul lived in a concrete way. Without sisters, none of the baptized understand who we are meant to be. They don't understand, none of us will, what it is and how radically we are to receive the love of God and also carry him in our hearts and the beauty that is supposed to radiate from our lives. I dare to say the abundant fruit of this parish, how blessed we are. One of the greatest factors is that we have a Bride of Christ and the Consecrated Virgin, Jessica Hayes. Ask the Lord for more sisters. One of the most practical prayers we can make.